This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. So many times I get these questions about folks that want to reconcile but don't know how to reach out to someone after a very long time. And obviously, the longer that things go on, the worse things can get. And the Prophet ﷺ warned us about even going 3 days. And to incentivize it more than anything else, your deeds are not accepted if you do not reconcile within 3 days. The Prophet ﷺ said that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, leave these two until they reconcile. He said ﷺ that to ignore or to cut off your brother for a year is like spilling his blood. And so the longer that things go on, the harder it becomes to reconcile. And the incentives are many. You yourself wanting to be forgiven, let them forgive and pardon. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? Don't you want your deeds to be accepted? And just the peace of mind and goodness that you find in your own life. And you'll notice that the community structure really does not allow for the boycotting of each other. The idea of coming to Salah on a daily basis, right? You can't avoid someone in Salah if you're coming to Salah, right? You pray next to that person, you pray next to that person. The idea of the right of janazas, the right to attend the janazah of a person. So the family member of a person, obviously attending the janazah of that family member at the very least, or the janazah of that person themselves. But you don't want it to get to that point. The right of salam, the Prophet ﷺ mentioning that salam is actually a right. So if you pass by someone, you have to give salam, and that is part of the right that that person has upon you. So all of these things really make it so that it's very hard in our deen, functionally, the way the community is set up and with the incentives to remain cut off. Now, subhanAllah, I wanted to say, especially, you know, when it comes to the occasions, and we're coming to, you know, the occasion of Eid, and you obviously have a few days, right, within Eid where people reach out and send greetings. One of the best times to reach out to someone after a very long time, after they've been estranged, is on an occasion. And that's part of the blessings of these occasions. And I'm not saying you have to wait for these occasions, but I'm saying that it's the easiest and most natural time to send salam to someone, and not just forward a WhatsApp image that you're sending to everyone else, but to reach out to someone with somewhat of a personal note. Salaamu alaikum, making dua for you, may Allah accept from you, something along those lines. Don't underestimate that, and you know, don't overlook the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to you, because you might not have another opportunity, and this is the easiest time to do that. And if at the very least it establishes salam and the well-wishing of one Muslim to another, and then that person responding in like manner, that in and of itself is a victory, and it might be the deciding factor for your deeds being accepted. So please do this, inshallah ta'ala, within the next few days of Eid. Send that message of salam, send that message of Eid Mubarak, and hopefully you see someone at Eid as well that, you know, it's important for you to give salam to, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairah. Eid Mubarak to you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.